I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Haiti lost its last 10 senators in parliament this week after their terms finally expired. The Caribbean nation now has no elected government officials left. Haiti hasn't held elections since October of 2019. Eva DeHarta for Haiti with Love says,
when I asked Rosalind, she said as far as she's concerned, it doesn't seem to make that much difference. The only thing is nobody's demanding any paperwork. So she figures once there's a government in place, they'll want to get all their paperwork back caught up, and she'll have to do all of that again.
The leadership vacuum means more power for Haiti's gangs. They've run rampant at the country since the assassination of the president in July of 2021. Through its burn clinic, For Haiti with Love is able to share the love of Jesus with its patients. Pray for more gospel opportunities. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And in Pakistan, a Christian woman working as a security guard was threatened with blasphemy charges after asking a man for his parking pass. The man, an employee of the Pakistani government, parked his vehicle in a restricted area of the Karachi airport. Nehemiah with FMI says,
this Muslim man added while he was shouting at this woman that he is going to bring clerics to frame her in a false accusation. And then he said that he's mad at her and he will cut her down. Female officer can be heard calling the man out for threatening her with blasphemy allegations and daring him to register a blasphemy case against her.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.